We're back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Well, on tonight's show, we have dedicated actually a couple of segments on Jordan Spieth's big win at the Masters, the youngest major championship winner since Tiger Woods in 1997. We know that some of his endorsement partners, they include Under Armour, AT&T, Titleist, and Rolex. But you just have to wonder, how can he cash in now as the 2015 Masters champion and capitalize on this? So it's good to have back with us, the founder and president of Block 6 Analytics. He's the co-author of The Sports Strategist, Developing Leaders for a High-Performance Industry. Good evening, Adam Grossman. It's nice to have you back.
Great to be back.
All righty. So let's start off our conversation on Jordan Spieth's master win. The impact of this victory, I mean, what is this? First of all, it's historic. I mean, what does it mean for the game of golf?
Well, it means a lot to the game of golf. Golf is one of the reasons that golf is so successful, especially from a business perspective, is that golf is able to sell out. The way that it works with its television contracts is that sponsors pay 75% of the advertising inventory or the commercial inventory that's available for golf broadcasts. The ratings for golf have been, while they've been mostly stable, they've been a little bit on a decline, especially as Tiger Woods has struggled recently to regain his form and to get back on the course. So golf is looking for another superstar. In particular, what drives ratings and interest in the game is having controversy or having conflict. And the idea of setting up Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy as potentially the two golfers of the future to create that kind of Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus dynamic or the Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson dynamic is something that golf has been really looking for a long time. The fact that Jordan Spieth looks like the next great golfer, and in particular the fact that he's an American golfer that can really help the growth of the game domestically, that's really something that the PGA has been looking for a long time.
Oh, I agree with you, Adam. I mean, it's the arrival of golf's next great rivalry with Rory and with Jordan.
Absolutely. And again, rivalries in sports, whether it's in golf or otherwise, you know, when you think of Magic and Larry Bird, or you think of, in the Boston Red Sox or the New York Yankees or Duke Blue Devils versus, you know, University of North Carolina, the Tar Heels, rivalries, conflict, controversy, in particular, creating conflict through athletic performance and seeing who's actually going to be the best performer. That's something that all sports really benefit from. But because golf has individuals and they have such recognizable stars, the idea of having star performers who are on top of their game competing at the highest level and really challenging for major championships on a regular basis, that's going to drive a lot of interest in the sport, and it's going to continue to help golf grow, especially at a time where it's struggling a little bit in terms of its growth prospects.
Well, and I agree with you. I mean, it appears that, I mean, he's a winner. He's got class. He's got character, and it's on and off the course. And I really appreciate that as a mom. I mean, I have to tell you, it was difficult at times watching the Masters and just some of the reactions of Tiger Woods. I'm just like, you know, my 13, 8-year-old are there, and I don't want them hearing themselves, you know, some of the descriptors that Tiger Woods did and how he was talking.
Yeah, and I think that's something that Jordan Spieth, you know, in terms of a new generation of golfers, even Rory McIlroy has this problem a little bit, what you described as the Tiger Woods problem, you know, recently in a round, Rory McIlroy threw his club into the water after he hit a bad shot.
Right.
And then he had to apologize for that. Jordan Spieth is one of the first athletes that have grown up in the, you know, the YouTube, Facebook, iPhone generation, where everything you could have done has been on camera and probably will be on camera. It will be in video in some form. And he recognizes that, and he's recognized that from a young age since he's been in a competitive spotlight from a young age. So he understands that part of the communication dynamic in the sports industry probably better than most golfers ever have. And even you can see a difference between Rory and Jordan Spieth in the fact that, you know, Jordan Spieth really understands that dynamic of how he needs to, for lack of a better term, behave while he's on camera and how he needs to behave on the golf course. So his ability to understand that dynamic and having grown up in this kind of new technology generation that understands that at any time you could be on film, you know, it's something that really is going to add a lot of value to his brand and make him a successful brand ambassador going forward.
You are listening to the voice of Adam Grossman, the founder and president of Block 6 Analytics. And, okay, so talk to me about in terms of just how much he has energized the sport of golf.
Yeah, I think Jordan Spieth, everybody likes you know, the next golfer, the next big thing. You can think about it kind of when LeBron James first got to Cleveland. You know, it was clear that LeBron James had a lot of hype around his ability to potentially be one of the best players in the NBA. And it's rare when the hype actually delivers in terms of athletic performance. So seeing Jordan Spieth, who had won, you know, tournaments before the Masters, even professional tournaments before the Masters, you know, until he won that first major, and he was close last year in his first Masters tournament. The idea of somebody who won a lot of World Junior Championships, had achieved success professionally, but also got that first major really quickly. Again, it really, in terms of energizing the game of golf, it really does put into consideration, you know, when the hype meets performance and when that narrative works out, particularly in a sport, it really can jumpstart and generate a lot of interest, fan engagement, sponsor engagement, generate more television ratings. The Masters had year-on-year significant television ratings increases. I think it was up close to about a 40% increase in television ratings. And granted, that there is a difference between Tiger Woods being in a tournament versus Tiger Woods not being in a tournament. And in particular, Tiger Woods was competitive even until the Sunday, where he kind of faded a little bit on Sunday. But, you know, ratings are up because people want to watch Jordan Spieth. They want to watch the next great superstar. They want to see how he grows into and potentially becomes that competitive foil to either Tiger Woods or then, again, into Rory McIlroy, being the next great star who can win majors and be competitive, and be competitive from an American perspective, not just in majors, but in the Ryder Cup, which is one of golf's signature international events, where he can potentially help the United States become more competitive in that event, where they haven't been that competitive, relatively speaking, in the Ryder Cup in a long time. The fact that Jordan Spieth can lead in potentially an American revival in golf is something that, you know, is a narrative that's really interesting and compelling.
Adam, would you mind sharing for all of our listeners tonight just the recent article that you posted? You talked about, you know, Spieth's Masters win, how it brings Under Armour $6 million in value.
Yeah, I was quoted in this for a site called The Post Game, which actually is another Yahoo Sports site. Basically, what we did is we evaluated how much economic value that Jordan Spieth's victory had for Under Armour. Under Armour is really trying to break into the golf apparel market, and one of their signature marketing move is to have Jordan Spieth be the brand ambassador for Under Armour golf. And you can see in the pictures of the Masters, and when you see him on television, unlike a lot of other golfers, Jordan Spieth is only wearing Under Armour, and the only logo that's available, or the only brand that he has available on his clothing, is Under Armour. Now, his golf bag is sponsored by AT&T, but the golf bag doesn't get as much television views and as much impressions, which is how many eyeballs are looking at a particular logo, as the apparel that he's wearing. So the idea of him being on the leaderboard, him leading the tournament the whole time, maximizing the television coverage that he got for Under Armour, and in particular, because Under Armour is specifically trying to break into the golf market, the idea of being able to target golf fans who are watching the Masters, who will be their core demographic, adds a lot of value to the Masters. So we estimated that Jordan Spieth made about $3.6 million from his endorsement with Under Armour. And from that 1 4-day period alone at the Masters, he generated over $6 million of value for Under Armour.
Wow.
Now, he subsequently since re-signed and upped his agreement, but based off his original agreement, you know, Under Armour was and should be very happy with Jordan Spieth's performance because of the front and center role the Jordan Spieth played in the Masters, mm-hmm. and how that helped Under Armour specifically.
You know, Adam, you talk about some of the immediate results and how Under Armour, how they're cashing in, but what about long-term growth and, you know, parlaying this momentum and building on that for Jordan Spieth?
Yeah, I mean, I think what they're trying to do, Under Armour's trying to do what Tiger Woods did for Nike Golf. You know, before Tiger Woods, Nike wasn't really in the golf space, and now it's Nike Golf, I think, generates about $500 million or more every year on golf apparel. And that's basically because of their relationship with Tiger Woods and Tiger Woods being able to connect with customers and people's interest in Tiger Woods. Under Armour is trying to pursue a similar strategy with Jordan Spieth. You know, Jordan Spieth, as a brand that's trying to enter into a billion-dollar category, they need a brand ambassador who can engage, particularly with fans who are looking to maybe enter golf for the first time. Under Armour has worked with athletes. It has a lot of credibility with athletes in other sports. And the idea of transitioning people who play other sports into golf, and also golf enthusiasts and people who are playing golf now, particularly at a younger age, they can use Jordan Spieth to identify with him in a similar way that golfers of the younger generation identify with Tiger Woods.
Absolutely. He's a wonderful role model. Talking about Jordan Spieth, and really golf needed this type of person and personality. We've been going one-on-one with Adam Grossman, the founder and president of Block 6 and Analytics. And where can they go and check you out online?
So you can check us out at www.block6analytics.com. You can also check out our book, The Sports Strategist, at thesportsstrategist.com. And those are the two main places where you can interact with us. And you can see more information about how, if you want to learn more information about how we came up with the valuation in terms of the $6 million, you can always email me at adam.grossman@block6analytics.com.
That sounds great. Adam, have a great weekend. Enjoy your Friday night. And we will catch up real soon. We got to talk about the NFL, okay?
Thanks, Alyssa. I'll talk to you soon.
Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close and join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. We will be right back with much, much more as we're going to be talking NBA.